escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Was acquitted of the most serious charges against him, which include racketeering and sex trafficking. Wow. That could have landed him life in prison. He was found guilty of transportation to engage in prostitution.
This guy is such a D. Yeah.
So what does that mean?
That has like a max sentence of 10 years, but I guess he could not even serve time. What it means is we all know what he is. He's a piece of you-know-what, and he sucks as a human, and I wish nothing but ill will upon him going forward. That's what I think.
Wow.
And that's why I'm not talking about it anymore. That's over. That's done. In the meantime, shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. All right. We got some fun things happening right now. We got this or that next hour. But right now, we have our Genie of the Lamp segment. What's Genie of the Lamp? Well, we rub the lamp, and there's a mystery guest that appears on the show. And it's going to be courtesy of River Island's guest line. Carter, take it away.
Years will give you such a crick in the neck.
Ever impressive.
But never duplicated. Genie of the Lamp.
All right, who's there?
Who do we got? Who is it? We don't even know.
Hello?
He's gone. The genie went back in the bottle.
No way.
It came out and got sucked back in. We'll see. Hey, and no, again, I'm still seeing it for the text line. It was Diddy. He's back. No, I don't want to laugh. I don't want to laugh at this horrible human being.
He's now off to the Cayman Islands.
God, it's just, why did we not, why is that guy not in prison?
Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry.
It sucks.
The memes will live forever.
He's just a horrible human being. God,
that's obvious.
Well, now it is.
I don't know if you know this. I've learned in my life, there was like, you know, the nice guys, you know, good things do happen to them. Not really. Not really.
I know.
The bad guy somehow always wins.
Always wins, right? Well, you know what's funny you say that? And I had to check my five-year-old yesterday. Because yesterday he said literally, because him and his sister were fighting. That's what they do. It's a five-year-old, it's a three-year-old. Nora, God love the girl. She's like, I want to fight Benny. And she's just like punching him. Like, what are you doing? What's wrong with you? She's like, it's fun. I was like, stop. And then Benny just randomly was just like, you know, Dad, what I want to be when I grow up? I want to be a bad guy.
Oh, I like it.
I was like,
speaking of bad guys, who's on the line?
Who is this? Who's the genie in the lamp?
I'm the guy you just dumped.
What? Is this Uncle Townie? Chris Townsend?
I cannot believe I make my return, and as you guys bring me on, you hit the dump button instead?
We got a lot of rookies.
Come on, bro.
We got a lot of... It's every day, bro.
I mean, I think that reminds me of me, Townie, Joe Spadoni here. God, I don't even know Townie. I don't even know if Townie remembers me.
Speaking of the Riddler, yeah, he dressed as one way back when.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. He looked like one doing that shovel dirt expose in Vegas, God. Too. Townie looked
the best photo. You in Vegas with the shovel and a hard hat.
Yeah, dude, life has changed. It's been it's been a whirlwind, no question. But now, enough about me. How are you guys doing? Look at you, rock stars in the morning.
I mean, we're reacting to Bob Melvin and whether Buster Posey should have picked up his option, Townie. And you know Bo Mel very well.
Yeah, you had a front seat for quite some time. He's a good guy. Everyone likes him. But gosh, he's pretty frustrating when it comes to just the feel of a pitcher who's clearly losing it, and he just, like, I feel like he waits too long.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know Bob Melvin real well. I did the Bob Melvin show for, 8 years, and I furnished every one of his houses with beds with sponsorships over the years. let me tell you something about Bob Melvin. Well, the toughest thing that we got going in our game is this, between the front office and the players and how we want to play. And somebody's got to be in the middle of that. Somebody's got to be the adult in the room. And it is really hard. And I think you guys saw that with Gabe Kapler, how it didn't work out with the players. Somebody's got to be able to manage up, and somebody's got to be able to manage down to the players. And I don't know how many guys do that better than Bob Melvin, especially in a situation where you expect to win or you're trying to win. It's one thing when you're in development, like what we're doing right now, and you got a lot of young players. But when you got veteran guys and you've got to deal with, let's say, Buster Posey in the front office, then you got to deal with the players and you got to explain to the players why you're not playing today, why you're getting pinch hit for, and all these, what the analytics say versus what you want. Bob Melvin, let me tell you, as someone who is a leader, I always say the guy at the front of the plane, the front of the bus, who's got to lead this thing, there is no question in the game of baseball, he has as much respect as anybody.
Chris Townsend joining us courtesy of River Islands is the genie in the lamp segment. Our mystery guest was a former host here at the station. Townie, you know him, you love him. A's Cast, host of A's Cast Live, and obviously pre and post on NBC Sports California when it comes to all things Sacramento A's, Las Vegas, just athletics, right, Townie? Just that's what we're calling them, right? Just the athletics.
It's just athletics, and I get it. It's complicated, but yeah, as of right now, we're just athletics.
Okay, fair enough. That's what we'll keep it to. And you know, Shasky, as we're talking with Townie, my first ever,
I'm smiling ear
my
to ear.
First ever like producer role here, running the board op role, was a show with you, Townie, and the little millennial producer, as you like to call him, Chris Townsend, Lucas Alexander. And I don't know if Townie remembered me. I used to do promotions, too, at the station in 95.7.
Yeah. No, I remember.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I used to do pick six, Townie. Remember that?
Pick
you
six.
And Steiny doing some Warriors playoff pre and post. So good.
If you remember back what 95.7 was, so when we went, you know, at that time the A's were on the station, it was 95.7 The Wolf. It was a country station.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to have to, so I'd be ready to go, right? And I'm being ready to come on, and all of a sudden I'd hear 95.7 The Wolf. Oh! And then it would go, and now it's time for A's baseball. Here's Chris Townsend. I'd be sitting there going, oh, my God, what's happened to my career? Well, then we flipped it. And it became Sports Radio 95.7, and of course now what we are, or what you guys are today, 95.7 The Game. But it's crazy what's gone on over there, but I'm glad to see you guys are all doing well.
Townie, your rise in media is incredible. Not only are you all over the internet regarding the A's Cast, but on the pre- and post-game shows, looking svelte. That sack heat has done wonders for your hair and your body, my man.
And the tan.
You look great.
You know, it's funny. It's like, you know, when I left 95.7, it was to build A's Cast, and it's taken years. And if you've been in the baseball world, everybody knows what we're doing. But I think a lot of people are really starting to recognize now what we've built. It was essentially to replace terrestrial radio and the cable. And we've started to do that. So what you now see on NBC Sports California is what we've been doing for years on our video portion of this. Obviously, everything's going to streaming, and we knew that a long time ago. So I'm very proud that, you know, the only reason why I left 95.7 was because I had this opportunity to build something like A's Cast. So, yeah, Chasky, I don't eat anymore. You know, when you're on TV every single day, you can't eat. Life's horrible. You got to starve yourself to look like this.
Oh, my favorite was when we used to do post-game shows, whether it was the A's, whether it was the Warriors, and you'd go, especially the Warriors. I mean, they're just good, Chasky. I don't know what else to tell you. They're just good.
He's right.
That was when they had Durant.
No, hey, the best was when we do House of Prime Rib live on the air.
That was good. Yeah, these guys think that I'm supposed to, like, pay for House of Prime
Rib.
Yeah,
you lost the bet.
These guys.
Yeah, Townie, this guy thought.
I bet Bonte,
it was the entire crew.
I learned my lesson after Townie.
This guy bet, Townie, that Draymond Green, what was the over-under total?
He wouldn't play 65 games.
And what do you play?
67.
There you go. And he bet the entire, he'd take all of us out to House of Prime Rib, and he hasn't done that yet, Townie. Hasn't done it.
Hey, I think I established that the station always bet the steakhouse bet. Speaking of Bonte, I told him I was coming on this show, and I said, hey, Bonte, I got to be honest with you. Ever since they cut your dead weight, the show's gotten a lot better.
Oh, you know, God. He's listening right now, too, Townie.
I'm just saying, long-time listener, first-time caller, the show's gotten better.
Oh, hey, so I'm watching yesterday. We got Giants A's this weekend, okay? And I'm doing a little preview, and I've been watching a lot of the A's as of late. And I told Joe, 2 years ago, on Jack Wilson's kid.
Yes.
And I said, hey, I've been following him and his dad on Instagram. This kid built a baseball field on turf in his backyard. He's a freaking stud. Now, I didn't know he would be this good this quick, but I was like, hey, I'm betting on Jack Wilson's kid because he was a hell of a ball player, hard nose. And this kid's approach at the plate, I'm watching him yesterday, just slap a single the other way. And we talk a lot about launch angle and exit velo. He is like anti all the metrics, and I love it because he's just a great ball player. I love this kid.
He has an opportunity to be the first ever rookie shortstop voted into the All-Star game. If he is voted into the All-Star game, which we think is going to happen, we're going to find out later today, he'll be the first A shortstop voted into the All-Star game since 1975, Burt Campanaris.
Whoa.
I mean, I got to tell you, we get all these, in baseball, we have so much data and we have all these notes. It's so much garbage that we got to look through. But it is amazing every single day when you see him being listed with guys like Tony Gwynn, Wade Boggs, Rod Carew, Ichiro Suzuki. Like, he's doing things, and sometimes we go back to the Philadelphia Athletics and their Hall of Famers. His bat-to-ball skills is so elite. You want to talk about something that's going to play for a long time? And, Chasky, I'm with you. Watching, like, this is the baseball we grew up with in the 80s where, you know, I got to do shows around all these old big leaguers. Like, I'm doing a show with Steve Sachs. He's with me up in Sacramento. These guys talk about how they despise striking out. Like, if they struck out two times in a game, they would be furious, to where modern-day baseball, these guys don't care. I love the fact this kid puts the ball in play. He's hunting hits constantly. When he gets – he doesn't think walks. He has said on my show on Ace Cast Live, he has said, I never think about walks. He steps into the box and he's ready to hack. I love that. And we're starting to see a little bit more of a trend of teams starting to, you know, the three true outcomes of strikeout, walk, home run. We're seeing teams start to value contact more. So everything, you know, everything comes back, right? History always repeats itself. So guys like Jacob Wilson, they're starting to look for more guys who put the ball in play. But I got to tell you, when it comes to basketball contact, this kid is as good as anybody. It is elite.
Yeah, and he's a hell of a little shortstop, man. He's got the wingtip Rawlings glove, black and green. He's a stud. Yesterday,
hey, he's not a small dude. He's 6'2".
Oh, I didn't know he's that big.
Kid.
He's got great hair too, right now. But like, they're holding on the runner at first base, and I said to Joe, like, I'm contrasting that with where Jung Hoo Lee is, the guy on the Giants right now, where they're playing the third baseman where the shortstop is because he's a lefty and everyone's shifted over. And I'm going, dude, they are daring this guy to drop a bunt or slap something down the line. What is he doing? He's 17 for 105. That is Jungwoo Lee, his last 105 at bats. And yesterday I'm watching, they're holding the runner on at first base. So there's this huge gap on the right side and Jacob Wilson, just a little soft ground ball. Exit velo was probably 50 miles per hour and boom, he's standing on first base, jogging in. And I'm like, that is real baseball, situational hitting. And so I just find him to be very refreshing in this modern day.
Well, Shasky, think about all your time coaching, right? You teach these kids, just play the game. Play the game. And the team that we're playing today coming up here, hopefully, supposedly there's going to be rain and lightning, but the Rays do it as well as anybody. The Rays have no problem dropping down bunts. They have no problem hitting running. They have no problem playing small ball. I know we're all playing for stats because that's what gets you paid, but in the end, you're playing a game. And if people are going to give you 90 feet, and whether it's going to be a bunt or you're going to slap it to the right side, How look at the Giants. It's not like the Giants are up there.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
They're smoking balls out of the ballpark, and you can say, hey, we're a slug home run team. You got to figure out every single way you can get guys on, move runners around, play the game. And, you know, sometimes the A's, we've been doing that a little more lately. It's kind of refreshing because let me tell you something. When you sit back and just play for home runs and you don't hit home runs, you get exposed. And a lot of teams who are just playing for the dingers and slug, they get exposed really fast and they're boring to watch.
Is this the World Series for the A's this weekend? And you, do you want 2 out of 3? Do you need 2 out of 3?
it's going to be a big series. I'm not going to downplay it. I mean, the Giants are going to be there. There's, a lot of the Bay Area media is going to come up, and they're going to have their narrative and everything. But I got to tell you, the people that are up there in SAC, I can't tell you because we're down the left field line, so we're outside talking to the fans. It's been very refreshing to have fathers bring up their kids and talk about bringing their kids to a game for the first time. You'd be surprised how many people are actually experiencing Major League Baseball for the first time. So it's going to be rowdy. It's going to be sold out. It's going to be fun. 4th of July weekend. It's going to be warm. Let's go.
You versus Bonte hot dog eating contest. Let's go.
Oh, I there's no chance. He's like Joey Chestnut compared to me.
The pride of San Jose. Townie, great stuff, man. Appreciate it.
I miss you, buddy.
Hey, Chasky, we got to get out and tee it up.
I know we do.
There you go.
We do. I love you, pal.
There you go. That's one Chris Townsend,
guys,
baby.
Continued success. Congratulations on everything.
Hey, we greatly appreciate it. Look up to him. That's Townie, genie of the lamp, courtesy of River Island's Guest Line, host of A's Cast. Obviously, former host here, 95.7 The Game. He helped build this station to what it is right now. Both of our first gigs were working with Townie. Lucas Alexander.
I'm not on air without him.
Except, same. I'm not. And I work promotions with the guy. And I always say this. How they treat you when you're down in promotions is how they're going to treat you no matter what. And he treated me really good. Was always a really nice, friendly guy. Shoot the breeze with them. I couldn't say that for all the hosts that were at the station at that time. He was one of them. Always a lot of love for Townie, although he didn't invite me to that golf trip or tea time. But that's fine. He probably doesn't know I golf, but that's okay. It's all right.
Well, he might know that you golf poorly, and maybe that's why it was...
Okay, my driver that one day was horrible. I just was teeing it too low.
Speaking of which, the boss was trying to, talk smack.
Yeah, he always does
about
that.
Your golf
about
game?
My golf game. He doesn't even see it. He wasn't even there.
I mean, all the people who should be talking about people's golf games, the least... The person who should least talk about it is Matt.
Okay, my drive game was bad, but you'll have my back on this trip. My short game?
Oh, no, you're great in a scramble.
There we go. Thank
you're great
you.
In a scramble.
Perfect.
I wouldn't want to play with you if we were playing best ball.
No.
Because then I'd have to rely on you come through. But in a scramble, you're a wild card.
There we go. Thank you. I'll knock down some
putts.
I
meant that in a good way.
No, you did. Thank you. Could the Giants be a wild card? That's all you're hoping.
Well, that is all I'm hoping. Now if we were looking for a smoke-off in terms of packs of heaters, it would be between Kieran's husband and Matt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yes. That's who I would want.
Don't throw Kieran's husband under the bus. Was it Tom? Don't throw him under the bus.
Look, Tom.
He was kind of sandbagged a little bit.
Tom.
I play a little bit.
Kieran's husband, I love him dearly. And she tried to defend him. He doesn't play that much.
Oh, my God.
This guy played every course in the last 3 weeks up and down the bay.
Yeah, I was just at Pebble.
I haven't played a lot.
Poppy Hills.
Just played Bodega. Just played Half Moon Bay. You know, I did just play Corica.
Cyprus, yeah, you know.
Cyprus, the one that no one can get into. Matt, pass me over a stove.
By the way, tomorrow we're going to have some more tickets to give away. Got to be listening. We're giving away 2 4-packs of tickets to see the Giants take on the Dodgers.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
2 different packs of tickets?
Yeah, check this out. We're giving away 2 4-packs to see the Giants take on the Dodgers at Oracle Park on Sunday, July 13th. You got to be locked into the roast tomorrow morning between 7 and 8. The tickets are provided by Coca-Cola. And for all your Giants tickets needs, go to sfgiants.com. Do love me some Coca-Cola. I actually sometimes prefer a Coca-Cola float over a root beer float. Might be sacrilege, but there you go. Actually, a Dr. Pepper float is the goat of all the floats, if we're going there. Something you might enjoy on 4th of July, Joey. A nice root beer float, Dr. Pepper float. It's underrated. I feel like that's something you don't have as an adult, but you have it a lot as a kid, right? Or you make it when you're for your kids, if you will. Has LJ had a root beer float? No soda yet.
No juice, no soda.
That's good. No, it's smart. Because all that sugar will be bad for his teeth. And then you're behind the 8-ball. Does he have all his teeth yet? The
molars, everything? He's got a pretty good grill going.
You got the teeth brushing down through science?
He does this thing, though, where he just shovels food into his mouth to the point where he's going to, choke at every single
turn. He's a growing boy. He needs his food. I'm still growing.
It's kind of not sad, but... I realize how quickly he's grown because these jeans that were he looked like he was part of Cash Money Millionaires a year ago in these jeans, and now he looks like the Kool-Aid man. They're skinny jeans on.
There's bittersweetness. I feel that.
Yeah.
Same with Nora and Benny.
These outfits don't fit no more.
Right. She's got a little crop top going, which shouldn't be a crop top, for her jammies. Yeah. She's got the gut going, but that's okay. It's cute.
See the skinny jeans right here?
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Well, that's just a look now in general, the skinny jeans. It's going to go. Well, actually, it's not. It's going back to baggy these days. I can't ever keep up. You know, the 90s wasn't cool. Now it's cool again. It's going to go uncool. Now the 80s are cool.
Well, I'm never going to go to skinny jeans per se. Slim or slightly more form-fitting.
I like the tapered boot. Yeah, the little slim tapered boot, but you keep a baggy up top. That's what we like.
It depends. Yeah. It depends. I'm definitely never going like full baggy. No, never again. Well, already did that. And let me tell you, all those triple XL shirts that I was wearing, it's a bad look.
Are you more of a Robbie Ray tight pants or the baggy pants when it comes to your, what are you doing?
I am maybe 5'10". How big are you, Carter?
6'8".
Okay.
Flex moment of the show right there.
The casual 6'8".
And I'm not trying to like put out your weight, but like he's a big boy. You know, he's not a skinny 6'8". All right, this guy, he's in shape.
He could be a
defensive or offensive lineman, and I wouldn't get bad an eye.
All right,
so, I say that as a compliment.
I agree. Like Eric Armstead thinks you're a large human being. Yes.
He could definitely block Brock Purdy's blind side.
I brought in some jerseys that I used to wear in the early 00s. And they fit Carter like a glove.
Like a glove.
And they were almost down to my knees. I mean, they look like dresses on me.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say a glove, but yeah, they definitely fit me.
They're a little snug.
Yeah, I mean, I have to wear them open. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
That's fine. It's fine.
But I mean, that kind of goes to show you, I was wearing those in the early 00s.
I was more, so like when I was getting into high school, like it was all like, you know, the Abercrombie and Fitch, the preppy look, the tight stuff. So it was like either, I was balancing that, and I also liked to skate like in middle school. So I was like trying to be the skater boy, but I was getting back in high school. And if you go to a Catholic school, right, in California, it's either, you know, a uniform that everyone wears, or it's what, the polo and the slacks.
Well, the corduroys was the look back in the CYO days.
Okay. So, but we had to wear, Monday through Friday, it was Palma High School in Salinas. You had to wear the collared shirts and whatever khaki pants you want. If it was like fall, you can wear some golf shorts if you wanted to.
Oh, you got to wear shorts. We had no shorts for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were allowed
It was the white polo that would turn literally gray and black because of the black top, because it was so moist.
Exactly.
And then you'd have the sweater that you bit and had snot all over. And then you had the corduroys.
There you go.
And the corduroys, mom, every year was the same thing. You just wait. Just ride it out. I don't care that you look like Michael Jackson right now, because they would be ridden so up on you from one start of the year to the end.
See, I hated that as a kid. It's like, why can't I just like wear what the public school kids wear? Just like just whatever I want every single day. But as I've gotten to a parent, I was just like, it is kind of easy.
Yeah, you just throw some stuff on.
There you go. This is what you got to wear. There you go. Go pick it
up. Every morning I turn the lights on and trying to get yelled at by my wife. And I'm like, what do I want to wear? What do I want to wear? What do I want to wear? How sloppy do I want to look today? So like I've had this thing, like I was saying it to the boss the other day, I almost don't want to put this out.
You don't come in there. I'll say this, and this is the compliment for you. You don't come in disheveled at all. There's like rare days where you come in like with sweats and like a plain white t-shirt. You don't do that.
Because I've gotten to the point where it feels like I'm being giving honest. Up.
Yeah, you don't.
I want to like feel like I'm going to work. I've contemplated, what if I just came in every day in a suit? No, I'm dead serious on that.
Oh, like you're a coach from like the NFL
like Mike
coach,
Nolan?
Ditka. Yeah. Go with the sweater vest?
No, just full suit and tie every day.
Yeah, Mike
like
Nolan's
Bonte
good.
On air. Post?
Yeah, Bonte.
Yeah, what if I did that every day? It would look different on the YouTube.
Yeah, it would look very...
Is this a tease for your outfit on Tuesday?
Yeah, I don't know how I would feel about you wearing a suit all the time. It wouldn't fit your on-air persona.
Well, you got to wear a suit with them, too, then.
That's fine. I have a suit we can wear. But I'm more of an open collar, like, you know, I'm Italian. I got to have a little swag to it. It's fun.
This isn't Goodfellas, bro.
What do you mean it's not Goodfellas? You mean them looking good and like presentable and clean and awesome? And like everyone wanted to wear the suits like him? Come on. What are you doing? Let's not act like the mobsters didn't look good. That's why like people gravitate towards those movies.
Mobsters look great. Incredible. You're not one of them.
No, I just have the last name of one. But, and I, you know, that is. It is what it is. Are we off the tracks?
A little. But you know what? It's a mail-in Wednesday for
me. No, it's stop. It's not a mail-in Wednesday. By the way, I love listening to Townie.
I did the hard lifting in the first hour and a half.
Oh, stop. Please. You said fire Bob Melvin. That's basically what you did. This is the hard lifting my ass.
So bold.
Come on, stop. Now, you know, the bold take was me saying I still think the Giants can make the playoffs. That's the bold take at this point. I don't think a lot of people believe that. Do you believe the Giants can still make the playoffs right now?
No.
888-957-9570.
You're asking today. Today, no.
We'll get into that. I want to get back into the Warriors, though, because this should be an exciting time, or at least a time where a lot of us are like, hey, Warriors, this summer maybe make or breaks the future of this team. And it's crickets, Joe. Why is that? Is that good? Is that bad? Are you indifferent about it? Let's get into that. Dame Lillard's out there. Mark Spears, Anscape, ESPN, guy knows his stuff. He's tapped into the Bay. Bay Area guy. Hey, he's saying Dame and the Warriors, there might be interest there. That fascinates me. Let's get into that on the other side. It's going to be brought to you by Valvoline. From the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car is ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in about 15 minutes. No appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com.
I mean, who knows? So I don't say this because I want to make fun of any victims or anyone like
that.
By
the way, I will just say, because it is the biggest story in, like, America right now, I'll just, you know, say it for those who haven't heard. Sean Diddy Combs was acquitted of most of the serious charges against him, which include racketeering and sex trafficking that could have landed him life in prison. He was found guilty of transportation to engage in prostitution. We'll wait for a sentence when it comes to that. Continue.
But what I would say, and again, I don't want to make light of victims or any. We all saw the video in the hotel room.
Oh,
him and Cassie.
Despicable.
Who knows what's going on behind closed doors on either end. That being said, the only way to get through all the pain of everything that's real that's going on right now is the memes. The memes are just,
oh my gosh.
God, they're going crazy right now on the internet.
If there's anything we've learned in society the last decade plus, we'll meme anything.
There was a, I already
it could
saw
be World War III hashtag trending, and it's just going to be a bunch of memes, and we're all laughing about it. That just is what it is.
I already saw
Brian Jordan making a comeback.
I know you guys ever remember the book, OJ. If I would have did
oh,
it.
Oh, I remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so,
well, we remember. We were in middle school, I think, right?
Yes, there's already a Diddy meme with the book, If I Would Have Did It, and it's got his picture photoshopped over OJ's. It's just.
No, you know what?
They're just flowing in right now.
I hate it. It would have been If I Did Eat It. That's what it would have been called.
If I Did Eat It.
I hate the world we live in sometimes.
You gotta laugh to get through the pain, guys.
It's really just, guys.
You gotta laugh to get through the pain.
He's just a horrible human being. By the way.
Also, now they're investigating all the Notorious B.I.G. lyrics, and everyone's going through some of the sketch things that he said over his career.
Oh, now we're just listening to it. Now it wasn't sketch then, but now it is.
It's no, it there's some things.
Oh, of course.
So what, the feds just sitting around listening to Diddy records?
People are going back and listening to certain Biggie lyrics. It's just, I mean, God.
You know what rapper you should be listening to these days? Oakland's own Damian Lillard. How about that one? You should be listening to Dame because
his music's okay.
Well, but did they ever have a Darren Waller, Dame Lillard comp? Like, did they ever like cross paths? They look into it, Cardi. He's looking. Jokes aside,
DJ Dame, Khaled Dame's, featuring Darren Waller.
Well, Dame's gonna have some time.
Dame Lillard.
Dame's gonna have some time on his hands now. He's gonna be rehabbing from this Achilles.
He's waved. James Wiseman on the beat because he was making music.
Well, he's
at
got
one
that
point.
Deep voice. He actually probably is a good beatboxer.
Also with Anthony Richardson on a feature because Anthony Richardson has music too.
You know what? Why not? Just toss them all in there. Shaq comes out of retirement. Why not? Will and Smith? What's he up to?
On the Lonzo Ball brother album.
Do we have sound real quick of Mark Spears talking about Dame Lillard? If we don't find it, put it on my board, please. Staff in the back, I would greatly appreciate it. But this is the latest from Sam Amick. So obviously free agency is happening right now around the NBA. Warriors haven't really done a whole hell of a lot. They've lost Kevon Looney, 2 years, $60 million deal. He's leaving to the New Orleans Pelicans. What will the Warriors do? Well, per Sam Amick and others of The Athletic, the Warriors, Celtics, and Lakers are among the teams that have interest in doing a deal with Damian Lillard. And this is the key to it. Sooner rather than later.
But here's what, like, is he even going to be healthy this year?
Probably not. Probably not. You'd probably do a two-year deal knowing the first year is going to be a rehab.
So you could do a multi-year deal. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Once he gets waived. Okay, so I didn't know that. Because, again, like, you know how the CBA, there's all these weird rules.
I would assume what it is, it's like a mid-level with like an option. I don't even know if like you can do that, but that's probably what it is.
Look, I would be open to it, knowing that it's extremely risky. And
what is the risk if you get Damian Lillard, though? I don't think there is one.
No. Okay, if you hit the second apron, you lock in all your draft picks, and you basically can't do anything.
I think if he joins the Warriors, Lakers, or any of these teams, the Celtics, I think he would take whatever deal that would help them not be in that situation.
No, I understand.
Because he's real quick, I just want to make this clear for the audience, because he did get waived, and this is important. He's going to be making, like, on average, $15 or $16 million for the next 6 years,
no,
spread out.
I understand.
So he's making all that money still, also on top of if it's the league minimum, vet minimum, whatever it is, on doing that.
Right now, just so we're all on the same page, there's $25 million in space to get to the first apron.
Yes.
There's $37 million to get to the second apron, all right? That does not include their mid-level exception, if they choose to use it and have it, other veteran spots that they might add. That doesn't include a Jonathan Kuminga extension or, you know, right now I believe he has a $9 or $10 million thing that I don't even know if it's on their books on this one. I'm just looking. No, it's not even on there, okay? He has a cap hit of $22 million, $23 million. That's the hold for this upcoming year, right? So let's say JK is somewhere in the 18 to 20 something range, okay? You only got so much money. And if you throw in a mid-level and then you throw in Dame, now you only have 37 between now, that doesn't include JK, to get to that second apron. And once you get to the second apron, everything's locked. So your ability to maneuver is restricted. Well,
we're seeing that a lot with these teams right now, and I see a lot of fan bases kind of rolling their eyes and being upset about it, but it's prudent from these, you know, the president of basketball ops, the owners, like, a lot of them are circling these next couple of years. Like, 2027 is the year for all these teams where everyone's off the books, and we can go after whoever we want. It's going to be crazy. I'm seeing that with the Lakers. I'm seeing that with the Warriors. And the fan bases are like, wait, why aren't we all in right now? Well, this whole thing and this whole current structure now with the CBA and all of it, like, it's forced these guys to start thinking about the future a lot more than the current and the present. Like, they have to.
This is Adam Silver listening to small market teams whine and complain and cry.
Small market teams that just signed their franchise player to $70 million a year. It's insane.
No, I know, but, like, this is why it's done, right? Yeah. I mean, there's like seven or eight teams that are at the top. That spend a boatload of money, and then, you know, which is ironic because the Lakers actually haven't been one of the top four or five spending teams in terms of luxury tax money. You would assume they are, but they're not. And now they have the, you know, high priced ownership group. They might end up being one of those teams. But I guess where I'm going at this, I want Dame, but I don't want Dame at the expense of locking myself in financially to where everything freezes at the second apron. So if they can find a way, Joe, to make that work, I'm here for it. Why not?
Mark Spears, Anscape, and ESPN on yesterday talking about Dame Lillard and what's going through Dame's mind right now.
Dame's doing the Brookfield dance. He's ecstatic. His agent, really? Aaron Goodwin, told me this is an incredible opportunity for him. He gets to be a free agent 2 years early, choose where he wants to go. Money really doesn't matter right now because he's still getting paid by the Bucks. He's going to be in Portland, which is an important part for him to rehab, be around his kids, which is extremely important. Wherever he goes next, that team must know that he plans to rehab in Portland so he could be close to his family, but he'll be around.
Okay, so that's an interesting tidbit. I did not know that. He'd be hanging out in Portland, but let's say, I mean, Portland's not, again, if he's going to be a West Coast, that actually kind of tells me a little bit. I don't think he'd be joining a Boston team. I don't think he's going to be going to the East Coast or like Miami or anything like that.
Where does he live currently?
He just said Portland. That's where his family is. So Portland.
So he is full-time in Portland.
I believe
that
so. So that's not that's a quick flight to the Bay Area, is it not? Right? So that makes sense. Here's more from Mark Spears.
There is something that I just – and Mark Spears has been doing this a long time. But I do believe – I, as a normal human being, okay, who have normal family members and stuff, I cringe when I hear people talk about the NBA. And because, like, the consumer sitting here going, he's thrilled to get bought out and get paid. And, like, there's just the way we talk about these things at times, it lacks perspective of who your consumer base is. Where, and I know it's all funny money. I get it. I just, it's just the way we talk about certain things in the NBA. And you wonder why it's not connecting with things, with the consumer.
What do you mean? Like, expand on that.
Meaning, like, I think that there's just a lack of perspective from certain athletes and people who cover the media, cover the sports in the media. And I'm not saying Mark is guilty of this.
No,
I just
think he's tight with Dame. That's why he's
no, I understand that. But, like, you know, for example, I've never taken LJ to a Warrior game, right? It's really expensive, number one. And I buy my own tickets, you know? It's expensive to go to a game. Now, can we go? Yeah, and it's tough to go at 7 o'clock at night on a weekday. And he gets tired, you know?
Yeah.
It's got to be select games and stuff. Not everybody, like, my brother can't take his three kids to the game just willy-nilly and go, you know? And so, like, your consumer has got to balance life and bills and stuff. And I just think the way we talk about some of the money at times, in general, there's just a lack of understanding the plight of the normal human being.
Yeah, I think we've kind of, like, come to accept that, though, in a way. I hear you and what you're saying, and, like, it sounds like it's like, wow, like, tone deaf sometimes with everything going on.
Sometimes
but I think we've also just accepted it in our sports media. It just is what it is. These guys just make such larger than life figures. They're larger than life people. They're not normal people. And we've come to accept that. But I understand what you're saying. But in you the totality of everything, I think fans, I think us, the media, I think that even everyday people that are casuals, they're like, yeah, you know, these. That's their money and that's just how
it is. Yeah, but I'm just saying, in this league, there's a perception of, we don't really try in the regular season. Like, there is. Like, that, there is. And so, I just think there's a lot of, like, oh God, really? Like, that's how people react. I think the normal guy or gal out there reacts that way. Why have the Valkyries been, like, so big? When you go to the game feels crazier than anything else because it's way cheaper, and you get the sense, whether it's real or not, that, like, literally they're fighting for every dollar, you know, the players on the court. And, I'm not saying that there needs to be that exact same sense of urgency in the NBA. I just think that at times we're so numb to the money. I think the regular person, the fan out there, is just kind of like rolls their eyes when they hear things like that. That's all.
That's fine. Mark Spears, ESPN. Dame is ecstatic about the move. Oh, wait. Oh, he's very interested. Oh, here it is. This is, I already played that one. Apologies. Strike that. Reverse it. Back up. Mark Spears on the teams that are interested in Lillard.
And how many teams are calling? Oh, they're calling. There's about double-digit number of teams calling, interested in him. So I think the big question, too, is like, well, when will Dame be back? There's some speculation that he could be back around the All-Star break. So if he signs with a team, it's probably going to be, it may well be a two-year deal, which gives him a very economical deal for that team, but also allows him to do a two-year kind of tryout. See how it is. See if this is a place he could be long-term.
Now, was that the All-Star break next season? Like this upcoming season that he could be back? That actually is, that'd be awesome. Why'd you cringe right there?
Because I saw Dre Greenlaw this year come back pretty quick from a Achilles tear.
Different position, different sport. I hear you. Continue.
I saw Michael Crabtree come back after tearing his Achilles after the Super Bowl with the Niners, and he came back and played, I don't know, final four or five games or whatever of the 2013 season, and then into the playoffs. Both guys just weren't right. Like, they just weren't right, and I'm not saying that, like, there's a proper time to come back and be right. All-Star break is pretty aggressive.
It is.
I'm not trying to doubt modern medicine, but you get where I'm going.
I was actually kind of shocked when I heard that, too, but
it's just aggressive.
If that's what he's hearing, and that's what the rehab takes, and I'm like looking at it through this lens. Dame Lillard would be like a spot shooter for me. He'd just be like, shoot the ball, Dame. That's all I want you to do.
Yeah.
Just shoot the ball.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't need you to be that huge ball handler. Although if he does have just somewhat of the explosiveness, which I would doubt just given his age and that current injury and just where athletes come back from that, just doesn't really happen. I know KD got it, but he's just such a unicorn with his physical status. When it comes to that stuff, he could just jump and rise over
everything. The whole year, right?
Think so.
Yeah.
But that was also the COVID year, too. Right?
Okay.
So there was all that baked in.
Things are different.
What's up, Sam?
Well, yeah. So also, KD, he was also 30 years old when he had his Achilles injury. Damian Lillard's 34. And Shask, you kind of brought this up in the past. Like, how did KD look actually when he got back onto the court? And when did it actually get to the point with KD to where he looked more like KD and not like the guy trying to come back from injury? So now you apply that to Damian Lillard, who is a lesser player than Kevin Durant, albeit a great player, at an older age. When I hear All-Star break, like this year's All-Star break, as in less than 12 months after suffering.
He tore it just like in May.
Yeah, so if the All-Star break next year is in February, that's less than 12 months later. They're saying he could be back on the court. It would be an incredible recovery if he is able to get back quickly. And then you need to get him back up to speed. So it's they can say the All-Star break, but that timeline, that's such a best case scenario, and even then there's going to be asterisks attached.
So let's do the math here, okay? December, January, and the All-Star break's usually mid-February. So.
I will say this real quick on Kevin Durant. When he started playing that first year in Brooklyn, they did get to the second round of the playoffs, and he was actually incredible.
But he spent a whole year.
No, that's what I'm saying. He was incredible.
He tore it in May.
His is a unique circumstance because they had the COVID.
But he tore it in May, yep. Right? Or June,
He had a longer runway.
Yeah, he did. Like, look, we just saw Aaron Rodgers tear it week one of the NFL season a couple years ago, and he didn't look right till like mid-season. And even then, people will probably say he's washed.
Exactly. Well,
What's washed is
talking about Aaron Rodgers and continue. That's just a whole other.
He had a good year. I mean, statistically, his numbers were, you know, more robust than Brock Purdy, but I didn't think it was that great.
So he got hurt in the finals of 2019. KD came back. Yeah, December 22nd, 2020. He made his debut with the Nets. That's a full, like, a year and some time. Year and a half, basically.
Yeah, that's different from 9 months. I'm not saying that the guy wouldn't want to do it. Of course he would, but we just saw Dre Greenlaw, like, you know, we heard about Greenlaw for months and months. I'm just skeptical.
No,
that's fine.
You can be as skeptical as you want about the player on the court. That's another conversation. When it happens, it happens. We can get to it. I look at it from a different perspective. I would love to him be another voice on that bench, just in the room. You cannot have too many voices when it comes to, like, Hall of Fame players. Jimmy Butler was a breath of fresh air for the likes of Brandon Pajemski, Moses Moody, and I think Jonathan Kuminga, too. I think that helped Jonathan a lot, too, when he hears the guy, Jimmy Butler, who has no built-in equity within an organization. He's coming from an East Coast team. He has nothing. He's a blank slate. And he comes in here, and he puts him under his wing a little bit. Says, we could thrive. Me and JK, you know what? It can work. I'm confident in that. I've seen him work. I've seen him put in the work. I love me some Jonathan Kuminga. I think that resonated for JK, more so than it would with Draymond and Steph and all that, and the jerking around of the organization.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And how he felt and his team felt about it. I think the same could be said for Dame Lillard if he comes over here. And the fact that he is a local guy, yeah, I think fans gravitate towards that.
No, it's a great story. Yeah. But I think a lot of what you said could be said about Kevon Looney, and he left for $8 million a year.
I think Kevon's a little different. Again, as I said, because Kevon was already a part of the organization when JK came in, another outside voice, I think in perspective, okay. I think it would help.
No, that's
interesting. I think Steve Kerr would welcome that with open arms.
I'm in on going after Dame. I am. I'm in on that, right? Okay. But, again, I think expecting him to play in 2026 feels aggressive.
I wouldn't if I signed him. I would not assume that he's going to play at all next season. And I fully would sign him knowing that. It would be like a 1 year plus an option. And if he liked hanging around the team, we can explore it the season after that. Or if he feels like he's confident and they ease him back in and, you know, he could be a contributor towards the end of the regular season, we'll see. But yeah, you're flirting with disaster for sure there. If you rush him back too soon, then, you know, it's the whole Kevin Durant thing. He had the calf strain and then you pushed him too far. And then what happened in the finals? It exploded. It was bad. Same with Dre Greenlaw and the 49ers dealing with the Achilles soreness. That's what you don't want, right? And I think Dame would be very cautious knowing, like, this is going to be the final chapter of his career probably too, whoever he signs with next.
I mean, to me, you'd have to take a 2-year approach to this signing. With Dame, that's the only way it would work. I know there's guys like Rudy Gay, because I remember when Durant went through the Achilles tear situation. Like back in the day, for Isaiah Thomas, it was curtains. I mean, just done. You're finished. But for Rudy Gay, he ended up coming back and having a pretty solid, productive end of his career. Your point about like this is, I don't know if this is the 17th hole or the 18th hole for Dame Lillard, but he's definitely teed off on 17 at minimum.
He's been on the back nine for a minute.
This forced you to be, you teed off on 17. I don't know where you are. I don't know if you're on the 17th green. I don't know if you just finished the 17th hole. I'm not sure.
So just to clarify with you guys, he's set to make $22 million a year, basically, until 2031 from the Bucks. The big holder here, from what I understand, is that he needs to decide whether he wants to rehab with a team or rehab on his own at home. And so we could not see movement for a while, basically, on this.
What Mark Spears was saying, didn't mean to cut you off there. It's good stuff, Carter. What Mark Spears was saying is like, well, teams could still sign him and he could rehab from home and they'd be fine with that. But he'd have to like fly in during the home trips, hang out, be with the team. And I think some teams would be fine with that. I think a team like the Warriors, they might not mind that. Or, you know, the Lakers. But if it's an East Coast team, it's like, I'm not sure if I want to like.
Do you worry at all about him coming back? I'm asking just the question. There was a thirst for Clay when he came back to prove he was a version of what he used to be. Is there any concern having gone through that situation with him that would give you pause with Dame?
No, because I do think the last few years, and this might sound cruel, and I don't mean it to be cruel, it's been a humbling experience for Dame Lillard. I think everything that went on in Portland, him wanting to win a championship, him being, you know, the second fiddle to the Golden State Warriors, to Stephen Curry in particular, right? Kind of being that guy that he was almost like Clyde Drexler was to Michael Jordan, right? In a way, like Dame Lillard to Stephen Curry, constantly in the guy's shadow. Just, he's a really good player, Hall of Fame player in his own right, a top 75 player. You're not Stephen Curry, though. And for Steph to do that and be that guy in the Bay Area where it's Oakland's own. Like, we love Dame here. From Oakland, like, he takes a lot of pride in that. And if you take pride in Oakland, like, Oakland will love you back. The Bay Area will love you back. Like, same with Marshawn Lynch, who's played for the Seahawks, who were one of the most hated teams in the Bay at one point. But you never hated Marshawn Lynch. You loved Marshawn Lynch. Hated that he owned you, but you didn't hate the guy. Same with Dame Lillard, I think, to that respect. But I do think he was humbled a little bit, Joe, in regards to how things went on. And it was, wow, it's the Greek freak in Dame. And it just didn't work.
But there's a difference between KD coming back being, I'm just going to go body types. Like, Clay's 6'7". He's big.
He's big.
Right? So even if he can't move as well laterally, he can still get a shot up over a lot of different
guys. I don't think people realize how big Klay Thompson is as a human being. He's a very large person.
Huge. And KD's obviously 7 feet tall. Yeah. Same thing. He can kind of rise up over a lot of different guys. You know, what's his name? 6'2"?
He's listed at 6'2". So short in NBA terms, he'd still be taller than all of us except for Carter.
I mean, you just have to kind of like assess what he is now and then project what he's going to be. And, you know, does an Achilles tear for a guy that short like reduce his effectiveness even more after an injury like that?
Well, no, the explosiveness, which his game is predicated on for sure, that would be diminished at the very least. Would it be completely gone? I don't know. I would hope not.
Can he play off ball?
I would hope he can. See, the thing that I keep coming back to, he's a great shooter.
I know,
he's
but he doesn't relocate. He's a great three-point shooter. He didn't relocate when he was healthy. He likes to stand at the top of the key. I've watched a lot of Dame playoff games.
I know. But, again, I hate to say this. If you put him in this system, Joe, it might work. Like, see, I know. You scoff at it.
No, I don't scoff. You don't really. It's tough to change who you are at 35 years old, 36 years old, and coming back from an injury.
Let's just ask the question to the people. 888-957-9570. Would you be down for Dame coming to the Golden State Warriors? Dame in the Bay. Bring him home. Are you in? Dub Nation, 888-957-9570. You can call or text. I'm in on it. Even if he's just on the bench, not even playing this upcoming year, I'm in on it.
He provides one. I can be skeptical on can he get his own shot off like he used to before because of the injury. That's a fair, a fair thing.
That is.
But the reality is you could always use shooting, and he's a great shooter. So Joe, I'm in on it. I'm just painting a broad spectrum of some of the logistical and projected issues that might arise.
I think we're in lockstep here. I would like to ask the people that aren't in on it why. So if you're against Dame coming to the Bay, what's the reason why? 888-957-9570. Because if someone's going to come in here and say, you don't want to waste a roster spot, well, I've watched retirement tours on this team for God knows how long. Andre Iguodala was taking over roster. He's a glorified coach.
Yeah, but he had equity.
I saw Udonis Haslem for the Miami Heat when they were going to finals.
Those are different.
I get it. They built up equity here. But I liken those guys. Like Dame Lillard at this point would be kind of that coach, another coach, right? For a Steve Kerr that could be on that bench, a respected voice from the outside, right? I just don't think you can have enough of those guys. Samita's in Los Gatos.
Hi, Samita.
She wants to join in the conversation. Samita, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I'm out on Dame. I'm in the no camp simply because it feels like we're trying to build the oldest team in the league. You know, I heard rumors about Al Horford, who's 39. By the time Dame comes back and is fully back to his old self, if that's even possible, he'll be 36.
He'll be 34. You know, he'll be 30 or 35, excuse me. He turns 35 in 2 weeks, Samita.
He turns 35 in 2 weeks. So if you know, he'll be approaching 36 by the time he, you know, comes back. And that's assuming he comes back and is, you know, some semblance of his old self. You know, you got Steph, Jimmy, and Dre, and we know that, you know, they're no spring chickens. I think what we're doing is, you know, I understand the play. If this is the play that the Warriors are looking at making is getting the Horfords and the Lillards, I understand what they're doing. There's a financial component and a let's get somebody who can help us right now component. What I also feel, though, is the Warriors, after Steph, Dre, and Jimmy are done, which is just around the corner, the Warriors are in for a really rough rebuild because there isn't anything to build on. And I think we're going to see some really bad seasons after all of this is over. I'm not certain that an Al Horford is going to, or even a Dame Lillard, is going to help you win a ring with a 38 or a 39-year-old Steph Curry and, you know, a 37-year-old Jimmy Butler.
I think it's a really fair point, Samita, and I love the perspective. I just wrote them down. I looked them up. At some point next year, Steph turns 38. Jimmy's 37. Dre's 36. Buddy will be 34. Dame would be 35 or 36, depending on when he comes back. And Al Horford at 40 years old. I mean, I'm just going to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 6 guys 34 or older. 5 over 35. Mm-hmm. That's a fair point of view to have.
It is. Absolutely. I don't think anyone in here is arguing that there's not a risk with that. But I think we're at the point, and Samita kind of made it there. Well, you know, after, you know, we have like 2 years left of Steph and Dre and Jimmy. I was like, yeah, that's the point. Like, you kind of have to go all in on some of these things. Now, is this going all in per se? Not really. I just think they're financially hamstrung a little bit. And I'm not scoffing if Dame wants to come here on the vet minimum or whatever it is and play. And we'll see with Al Horford what he's going to command. And if you bring back JK still, I don't know how you do it financially. If you can do any of that, we'll see. Like, we'll see. We'll see. This notion, though, that everything's going to be a dumpster fire and they're in for a rough rebuild, as Samita says, I'm not sure. Because the finances are going to be open with all those guys off the books. And Joe Lacob likes to spend. And he'll try to attract the big names. Now, you know, are they going to come here? I don't know. That Chicago's still searching for the answer after Michael Jordan.
I mean, Joe, we could be in for a Chicago Bull-like long, you know, wait.
I think a lot more of this ownership than the Chicago Bulls ownership and Jerry Reinsdorf than I do with Joe Lacob. Joe Lacob is that dude.
But you could do that, or you could be maybe where the Spurs are today,
yeah,
right? Where you get lucky with some ping pong balls and generational talent comes out. And
yeah.
Or you could be somewhere in the middle and be like the Miami Heat post LeBron, where you're good, you got to the finals, you know, you didn't win it, but you've been good, but you're kind of stuck in like a weird, you know what I mean? Like,
no, I feel you.
There's many ways it could go post that. I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen post-step?
If they go old, though, like with Horford, with Lillard, like that's not the end-all, be-all for me. Like, people are going to be laughing at it, and they're going to be making all the memes. Look at all these old guys, all this.
Well, we'll be the Golden Girls.
That's fine. The Golden Girls, that's not bad.
I mean, like
Betty White, R.I.P. Yeah.
It was a funny show, but like, that's what I would think of, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no, sure. I never watched the show. I get all the memes. I get the characters. I just never saw it.
You never saw the Golden Girls?
No, I've seen like the, you know, I know who they are, but
I know, but you never watched it. Did you ever watch it, Carter? Am I just...
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.